We do have to get to this awesome interview. What's up, Justin in the house?
Hello, what's up?
What's up, big dog?
Oh, man, this song is so good, isn't it?
So good.
Damn, let you down. Also, I don't want to let you guys down today.
Yeah, I love it. So you got to go hang out backstage.
Yeah, I know. And hopefully I didn't let you down with this interview.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
You never let us down with
this. No.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
So it's you, NF, backstage. Let's see how it went down.
His music just gets deep into your soul, reminds you that you have one. You know him from his song, Let You Down. Here is NF. What's up?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. Now, I want to talk to you about your name, NF, because it's very important, first of all. I mean, I'm stuck with the name Part-Time Justin, and it's not something that I choose, but it stuck with me, and you chose NF. Those are your initials, correct?
Yeah. I actually had a kid that was managing me when I was, like, a lot younger. And he just, like, one day sent me, like, a picture. I was trying to come up with a name, and all the rap names I came up with were, like, super corny. And so he sent me, like, a picture of NF. He was like, what do you think about this? And then I just ended up turning the N around later on. So,
oh, okay, got it. And it's Nathan Sorenfeldstein?
You butchered it bad.
Sure did.
That was real bad. No, it's Firestein. So it's like...
Wait, one more time?
It's Firestein.
Firestein.
Yeah, so it's actually like German.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pronounced like Feuerstein or... I mean, when I was over there, I think it was like Flintstone or something. I don't know. Seriously. But it's really funny that you pronounce it with an S because my electric bill has been sending me spelt with an S in the beginning of my last name.
I didn't even realize I added an S getting NF. Okay.
It's all right, man. I forgive you.
Right, now, let's talk about your song right now, Let You Down. It is hot on the charts. It might be going to number one. Let's hope. It is so good, and it is so deep.
Thanks, man.
And I take it in a way where I can go two different ways, Let You Down. It's like letting your parents down, you know, when you listen to it. It's like, man, it brings me back to the time when I was listening to Simple Plan, and I would disappoint my parents, like something was never good enough, and I'd just go cry, because like, it seems like nothing's ever good enough. But it could also be into a point where you don't feel like you're good enough and you let yourself down sometimes.
Yeah, that's what the double meaning is for me. I mean, it's more of like kind of feeling like I didn't really have a voice growing up. But I'd say even the deeper meaning for me personally is you kind of get it if you watch the music video
for
Let You Down. It's like there's three different stories and it's they're all one story, but it's three different scenes. And it's like, it's me drowning and an old man's watching me and then and not doing anything. And the second scene is me burning in a car and he's not doing anything. And so it just kind of brings up this question of like, why is this person just watching this person burn?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what like the album is. It's me in a cell holding the keys and it's just like, why don't you just leave if you have like the keys? Or why don't you make steps to just walk over there and get out of that situation?
Mm-hmm.
And so it just all kind of ties together. I think it's just like the story of my life. And like you said, you know, one of the meanings is, you know, I am a self-sabotage type person.
Yeah.
I don't, every time I start to experience any joy or any happiness or anything, my mind starts to attack me and like thinks about everything negative that I've ever done or said or, you know, that's happened to me. And it's like tries to steal that from me. And so it's just kind of like that's what Perception, the album, you know, and a lot of songs, you're witnessing me try to work through those things.
You also don't cuss in your music. Is that correct? Like,
yeah.
I was listening to a whole bunch of them, and I never heard one cuss word. And I thought that was interesting for a rapper, because most rap that you hear nowadays, it's got the F word, the C word, and it's all about drugs and money and strippers, and it doesn't sound the best. The censored versions don't on the radio. You know, Bodak Yellow never sounds the same, whatever it's censored. It feels good to cuss sometimes, but why do you choose not to?
I mean, I'm a human being in my everyday life. I got a bit of a temper, so
yeah.
I'm not like a perfect person. But it's not really any shade on what anyone else does,
because
mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of music that cusses. But for me personally, it's just like I kind of went through that phase where that is what I was doing, and I was kind of just like rapping like everything that I heard.
Yeah.
And recording myself and like listening to it, and it's like I just kind of went through a phase of that, and I was just like, man, I just want to do something different, I guess.
Eminem's one of your biggest inspirations, is that correct?
Yeah.
Your music's out there. People know of you. Has Eminem ever reached out to you?
Oh, yeah. We were talking on the phone yesterday, man. We're best friends.
Yeah? FaceTime, too? No.
Eminem was definitely my biggest influence growing up. The Eminem Show is like one of my favorite albums of all time. Everybody's influenced by something, but Eminem was almost like 95% of what I listened to.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
Wow.
So it had too much influence at one point. Mm-hmm. And then as I got a little older, I started listening to Adele and Ed Sheeran and like a bunch of different styles of music. I always liked emotional music, music that made you feel something. And that's really what made me want to start writing.
Well, thank you so much, NF, for being here. I love talking to you. You get so deep. Oh, loved it. Felt good.
Felt good.
All right. Good job, buddy.
He's a deep guy.
That's good.
You could hear his Eminem influence in his music. Just his delivery, which I think is what helped him a lot.
He's so emotional, and there's a song that he has on his second album. It's called How Could You Leave Us, and it's about his mom being addicted to pills and him being a kid and watching it, and it's just a very strong song. And I got a message from one of a listener. They texted in. They said that song really changed my parents' relationship because he played it for them.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, you're tearing us apart and making us feel like this, and the parents realized it through that song.
Hmm.
How Could You Leave Us? It's a really good song. NF is a great artist. Happy for him.
Very tortured artist. Very tortured artist.
He's filled with, what's the word I'm looking for? Is it angst?
No. Angst.
Angst. Yeah, he said he gets angry easily. He overthinks things, but this is what makes great music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spawns that creativity. Yeah.
To be so vulnerable and share your emotions and your thoughts and what's going through your life, and you write it in a song, I guess it's a great way of therapy, but then the whole world now knows what's going on.
They know your faults too, which is scary to put out there.
Yeah.
How was the backstage area? A lot of partying going on, or was he a chill rapper back there?
It was actually at another studio.
He wanted to do him at radio station.
Oh, he wanted, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wanted to chill.
Not the venue.
But he sold out, so I bet it was lit, you know, him jumping and screaming, partying. Come on.
So cool.
It's weird to do that whenever it's a lot of music that's very emotional.
Yeah.